You're listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Today in this particular episode, I'm going to talk about habit number 12. This isn't really a habit. It's just something that you're supposed to be doing during the 30-day challenge. I really think it is important. You don't burn yourself out. I happen to be recording this particular audio video on Sunday, so what a perfect day to talk about this. You're basically supposed to take rest days on Sundays. In the program, you're asked by Victor to actually go through on Sunday and take your morning and your early afternoon, or I guess afternoon, whatever you want to call it, to basically relax, just cool off and rest. This is my first Sunday at the time I'm recording this. It's day 7 for me, the particular time I'm recording this. If you're listening on the podcast, I put this in a specific order so you'd kind of understand all the habits before I actually started diving into each specific day, and you could follow my progress there. But I guess really what I wanted to talk about was, even when it comes to like working out, anything you're really doing, you do want to take rest. You can't burn yourself out. I know for me, I actually switched the day up. I woke up early just like I was supposed to. You still do have to wake up early. And I'm still abiding to things like not playing video games or drinking or, still eating 3 meals a day and no snacking. I guess the big thing that I'm probably going to do is I think a friend of mine is actually going to come by later today, and we'll probably switch things around. So we'll maybe I'll go out to see a movie or go out to dinner or just do something outside, like get out of the house. Don't spend the afternoon or nighttime like actually just doing stuff around the house. So I think I'll be able to use this time as a way to sort of get away from being extremely productive like I have been all week long. I've basically been even spending all my time at work and when I come home to just do productive things like creating these videos, working on this blog, working on my e-commerce site, Skull Clothing, doing all these other things that are just like really super productive driven. I definitely think for anyone that's doing something like this, if maybe you've listened through the first 12 habits and now this is the 12th one. If you're listening and you've decided, hey, I'm going to start this challenge too, I guess you got to realize that it definitely will be important to take some breaks. Another thing that I thought was really important was last night I had a fire with a few friends, and one of them thought I was going a little overboard with disciplining myself with too many things, and that over time I'll eventually sort of break or snap and like fall back into all the bad habits. And I kind of expect that to happen to some extent, but I think a lot of what I'm learning just by following these habits will actually sort of stick with me, or I'll have a better understanding. The other thing that I thought was definitely interesting was when you consider relaxing, another thing you could think about doing is go on Groupon and look up massage places in your local area. I actually went yesterday to a massage therapist for the first time that, it's been got to be like a couple years since I've gone. And they actually told me that my left shoulder is like the way I sort of posture myself. I guess it's like raised higher than the other side. And that's probably from doing things like, how I just sit in my chair in the office, or I'm not exactly sure. It's just happened over time, and that's something that needs to be corrected. So I guess really what I'm saying is you probably want to, if you're thinking about taking that time off on Sunday or whenever it is, go get yourself a massage. Like, do something that's going to actually sort of help you get through the week better, help you relax, help you sleep better. I know for me, I got a really great deal. Like, it was $27 for 2 60-minute massages. I don't think that deal could be beat anywhere. You're definitely not going to find that outside of a place like Groupon. And I already scheduled the second one for next Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that. It's in the afternoon, so it'll be a perfect way to kind of bring myself into that relaxation time and stop thinking about being so crazy productive. It'll also really help with all the push-ups and things that I've been doing with this program, because it's going to relieve a lot of that tension that's built up from using those muscles. So, like I said, highly recommended. I hope to kind of maybe I'll probably do another video on this particular habit after November 20th and talk a little bit about what sort of reflected on me in terms of taking rest days and how I've utilized those rest days, what I've been doing during that time. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast.